Hey guys, I wanted to use today's cold open to talk about something pretty serious. As many of you may know, I'm Iranian. We've talked about it in previous episodes, and while I live in the U.S., I feel very close to my Persian heritage and to the people of Iran. The Islamic Republic does not reflect the beautiful, diverse population of Iran, and they are currently fighting for freedom. And you can help. On September 16th, 2022, a 22-year-old woman named Mahsa Jina Amini from the Kurdistan province was murdered by the Islamic Republic's morality police while visiting her brother in Iran's capital city of Tehran. She was arrested 3 days prior by the so-called morality police for improper hijab, which is a head covering. Now, I should note here that women in Iran are required by the Islamic Republic to wear a head covering or hijab when out in public places. This hijab can be worn by either covering your hair entirely or by loosely covering the bottom half or partially of your hair. Most people do this to just adhere to the code, but to let their hair show. Jina was taken to a re-education center to teach her all about the virtues of the hijab. After she was arrested and at the re-education center, she collapsed due to what the government claims was a heart attack. What they failed to mention is that she was brutally assaulted and tortured in the police van on the way to this re-education center. The clinic that she was taken to even released a statement on Instagram stating that she was brain dead when she arrived. That Instagram post has since been deleted. As word spread of yet another death at the hands of the morality police, the people of Iran took to the streets to once again protest against this brutal 43-year regime of the Islamic Republic. Women in Iran are banned from not just showing their hair. They also can't sing in public, dance in public, travel without the permission of a man. A woman's testimony in court is legally viewed with less credibility because she's worth half of a man. Marital rape is legal. Divorce is not easily granted to women. Brothers are entitled to twice as much inheritance as women. And girls and women who are suspected of dishonoring their family can be physically punished or even killed by a male family member. This list goes on. After two recently notable nationwide protests, the Green Movement in 2009 and one more recently in 2019, the people are, with one voice, screaming enough. This large-scale movement, this revolution, is being led by women, by teens, and by those who are willing to put their lives on the line in the name of freedom. The Iranian government has shut off the internet to the country to limit the amount of information and images of the barbarity that they are inflicting on their demonstrators from getting out. Hundreds have been murdered in the last few days, and thousands have been arrested. The corrupt Islamic Republic government continues to deny, deflect, and threaten grieving families from telling the world the crimes against humanity that they are perpetrating. The people of Iran need your help, and I need your help. For the last couple of weeks, Iranians inside Iran and around the world have been trying to get the word out about what's happening. But we know people tend to live within their own cultural silos. Please share as much information as you can with your friends, family, and followers. There are hashtags and posts on every major social media platform that you can turn to for information. I will add some of them into our show notes. Please be our voice. Information from inside Iran is so scarce due to the lack of or spotty internet connection, and we need all the help we can get to get the message out. I want to leave you with a chant that's been echoing along the streets of Iran and across the globe. Zan Zendegi Azadi. Women, life, freedom. Thank you.
What's up, chick sticks and everything in between? I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Sapita.
And you're listening to Two Salty Broads, so get ready for our salty surprise. And before we get into the salty surprise, we want to throw a little disclaimer out, a little cover our ass situation. We're about to talk about some shit that we talk about a lot. We know a little about a lot, and we've got opinions to back it up. We don't know shit for anything that we're about to talk about. This is
all. You should not try this at home.
Yeah. We're never going to try it, and neither should you. And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And so what is it that we're not trying?
Sabina? I affectionately refer to these as no-no games.
That's a perfect way to describe them, because literally every single one of these things on this list, again, I'm going to use my $50 million reference that we talked about in the spooky places and things episode. I'm not doing any of these. Not a single one of them for $50 million. I'm not doing them.
Well, I mean, you haven't done any of these?
No. No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh.
I know that you have.
I've done two. And actually, we can jump right in. Okay. Because here's where we left off last week, and we're just going right into it this week.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Two of us did Bloody Mary last week after we finished recording. That too did not include Lindsay.
No, it did not.
And if you've been on our Instagram or TikTok account, you get to watch us do the Bloody Mary challenge or game. Or
game implies that somebody had fun. I didn't have fun.
Well, someone did.
Yeah. So the premise, again, just to touch on it really quickly, because I feel like most of our listeners know about Bloody Mary, and we talked about this last week as well. Mm-hmm. It's basically a benign or malevolent spirit that gets summoned when you are in a dimly lit room and you stare into a mirror and chant Bloody Mary 13 times. Now, you may see a ghost, like a bloody person's appearance, a skeleton. She may scream at you, curse at you, strangle you, steal your soul, which, yikes. Drink your blood, scratch your eyes out.
Like, none of those things are Gucci. Like, none of those things are cool.
No, but as the one salty researcher pointed out to us before we did the Bloody Mary thing.
Ritual.
There you go. Thank you. staring at a mirror in a dimly lit room can cause hallucinations.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Science.
You can see shit that's not there, but your eyes are playing tricks on you.
You have to be in there for longer than you 13 do. Bloody Marys, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if you're doing a Bloody Mary Mississippi or something, but...
Look, I'll say this. Maybe your shit didn't work because you were both in there. And maybe
you can do it in groups.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. What I do know is that the only Bloody Mary I fuck with has vodka and tomato juice in it.
And if you're lucky, a sliced little bacon.
Yeah, some bacon, a cheeseburger, pizza slice, whatever.
Okay, that's excessive. Never talk in my language. So let's get on to something that I've never done and I refuse to do.
Okay.
A Ouija board.
Okay, now, so $50 million. We're using, this is like the official marker of how nope is this game.
No, because there's not a whole lot I wouldn't do $50 million.
Okay, fine. What's like more reasonable? How about $100,000?
I'd probably still do it.
Fuck. Well, okay, so what is the minimum amount of money that it would take for you to do this?
A Ouija board?
Yeah.
Honestly, it wouldn't take me much.
Damn, you guys are
edgy. I'm not spooked by Ouija boards.
Oh, maybe no, thank like. You.
10 grand.
Oh, God. No.
Okay. But so that shows how much I don't like to fuck with Ouija boards, right?
Does it? Because I said I wouldn't do it for $50 million. Because
Jesus Christ.
There's Ouija boards in that game you want
to
play.
Well, let's...
Yeah, but I don't have to do them. Somebody else can do them.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, but if you're in the room, it's kind of like...
No, I'm going to go in the trailer, in the Phasmophobia trailer, and I'm going to hang out. You guys can do whatever the hell you need to do.
Let me describe what a Ouija board is for two of you who might not know what it is.
Right.
It's a flat board with letters of the alphabet and numbers ranging from 0 to 9. And it usually has the words yes, no, hello, and goodbye. Now, players use a planchette to identify the characters on the board to communicate by placing a single finger on the board and allowing the entity to communicate through them. So what a planchette is it kind of looks like a triangle like
a rounded triangle.
Yeah. And it's got a hole in the center where you can see the letter or the word. The game Ouija is actually a trademark of Hasbro Company.
Okay, but Hasbro didn't originally own it, right?
No.
Creepy witch man probably invented it.
It started in the spiritualist movement in America.
All right, then.
Yeah, and I think Hasbro that was close to the Victorian era. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is probably where Lindsay's coming from. Christian denominations warn against using these boards as they may be demonically possessed.
Look, I've seen the movies, man. I know what happens. And I've heard, too, that, like, you're not supposed to throw, you can't throw the boards away.
So there's, you can't, like, throw the boards away. You have to say hello, and you have to close it out by saying goodbye. Like, no matter what you have to do, you have to say goodbye, because that's when you're supposedly severing that connection with the entity that you're communicating with.
Is saying the word goodbye enough? Have you ever said bye to anybody and they just kept fucking talking to you? And you're in the parking lot at, like, BJ's for another hour and a half after you said bye?
It's really specific there, Lindsay. Yeah.
Well, I guess the whole...
You were at BJ's the other week. Yeah.
The whole purpose, I think, is that these spirits have to abide by certain rules. And
I guess
one of these rules is when you tell it goodbye, when you close out the game...
You're telling it to shoo.
You're telling it, yeah, to
shoo.
Here's
a question, right? Like, we as a society, and stay with me here for a second. I'm about to maybe be devil's advocate a little bit in the spirit of Ouija. Now, we abide by rules. We have laws we've got to follow. We could technically break them. There's consequences, but we could break them. There's people. There's good people, and there's bad people. Bad people, maybe they're just like, fuck the rules. I'm going to rob this bank, because why not? Now, entities. There's good entities. They're like, yeah, I got to abide by the rules. The guy said bye. I got to go fuck off. That's fine. But then what if there's a bad entity, and he's like, he said bye, but fuck him. I'm going to make all his furniture flip upside down.
I don't know. Maybe that's what happened.
And that's what I'm saying. So why would we want to chance it?
So I actually know someone who played with a Ouija board.
Oh?
At her house. And she told me, she contacted me and said she couldn't throw it away.
Why?
Like, it would kept, like, she'd toss it in the trash. It would appear.
No,
like,
way.
Like, there
she
was
lying
no way.
To you.
Yeah. No. She could not get rid of it. I think if memory serves, and she'll probably correct me because she listens to the podcast, I think she had to bury it or something. I don't know how she got rid of it, but, like, she basically was like, this thing would not go away.
Now, see? I hear that, and I don't go, yeah, that sounds fun. Let me try this.
Listen, when compared to the rest of these fucking games that are on here...
Yeah, this
that
is child's play.
This is, like, it's literally... created.
You've already lost me, and we're at stage one.
Yeah, well, you're about to take us to stage 75 with this next game.
This literally, I'm gonna take you to at least stage 10. Okay, well, if Ouija's a nope, then this one is a hell nope.
Yeah. Okay,
so it's the elevator game, and I don't know if anybody's familiar with this, but the elevator game allegedly gets you into another dimension. A dimension, I must point out, that is rife with entities that are hell-bent on trapping you in said dimension. And by the way, it's not fun. There's not, like, a bunch of cool, I don't know, pool parties happening or whatever the fuck. You get off and it's creepy. There's a bloody, like, corpse cross in the sky and everything's gross and weird. It's like Silent Hill squared up in that bitch. So... it's not a fun place. It's not like we found Nirvana, okay? So I just want to make that real clear. So if you're looking to hop to other dimensions, maybe not this one, okay? So what happens is you find a building and it has to have 10 stories. Why? I don't know. That's the rules.
Well, I mean, because you have to go to each of these stories.
Well, yes, but I mean, why not? Why are you playing with 10 stories and not a game with 15 or 20? What's
well,
the
I think
significance
it's at
10?
Least 10.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Yeah, it's at least 10.
Yes, whatever. Whatever it is, You need to have at least 10. And so this ritual came from, this is a Japanese ritual. And I got to ask the Japanese people,
are you okay?
Are you guys well? Because like half of these things are Japanese and they are scary.
Yeah. They do horror, right, man?
Yeah, man. Seriously, my roommate and I, we watched a Korean horror movie. That shit scared the pants off of me. It was really good.
And you've seen horror films.
And like the original. The Ring. Yes, that one was a Japanese. Scary as
and
fuck.
And The Grudge.
Also originally Japanese.
I don't fuck with those films. Man. I don't watch them again. Mm-mm. I've not seen
them again. That's a one and done. Yeah. Or a nope altogether. So back to the elevator game. You find a building, 10 stories. You got to get on the elevator alone. So you can't be playing with your friend. Can't be bringing your mom. Nothing. You go in there by yourself and you have to do the entire ride by yourself or you have to start over. You start on the ground floor. And then you have to do a certain sequence of floors. And then you get to the top and you have to get to these sequences without the ride being interrupted by anybody else. Mm-hmm. And at one point you hit the fifth floor and some girl gets on there with you. She might look familiar. She might not. She may be all bloody. Her feet might be all gross. She might not be. Apparently she looks different. But you are not, repeat, not supposed to look at her or acknowledge her. She may try to get your attention. You don't give that bitch a time of day. And then you try to go to the first floor. If the elevator goes down, you get the fuck out of there and that's it. You're done. You don't get to go to the other realm. You're done. If the elevator goes up and it goes to the 10th floor, then okay, elevator opens. You are technically in the other world. You can choose to not get off. You can take a peek. You can step off. Take a gander, but the longer you're out of that elevator, remember, entity's trying to keep you there forever, so maybe be careful. The girl, she might follow you, and then she'll try to ask you questions, try to really get you to acknowledge her by this point, and you five sure, do not answer her. When you're ready to go in, you go back in the same elevator that you got out of, and you have to repeat the sequence in reverse order, I think it is, and then you get to the first floor. If the elevator goes to the 10th floor instead of the first floor, then you got to press another button to prevent it from getting to the 10th floor again. And then you got to get it back to the first floor. And then the thing opens. You got to look and take a little gander, make sure it's not like Inception and the shit's not a little off. If it looks like how it did, then you can get off. If it doesn't, then you got to do the whole thing over again. There's too many moving parts to this. It's too easy to mess up. So I don't know why anybody wants to do this. And on Reddit, there was a guy that did it. And of course, you know, in the land of Reddit and of social media.
With a grain of salt.
The guy could be just trying to make up a ghost story to scare people. Let me tell you guys, it fucking worked. Because I'm in my bed, like, reading this. I could not look away. You read some of it to us.
And like.
Yes.
I was, like, talk about $50 million. I was not okay.
Mm-mm. This guy, he messed up the ritual. He messed it up. He didn't do it right.
Well, because firstly, you're not supposed to do it where you live.
Yeah, and he did it where he lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he acknowledged the girl, I believe, is the other problem. And I forget there was one other thing he did. I think he got off in the wrong. Something went wrong.
Yeah, I think he noped out prematurely.
Something like that. And then he started to have problems after. Yeah. Like, he started seeing this bitch around, like, in the apartment building and things. And I...
No, I know what happened. Hmm? Didn't he do the ritual? Nothing happened. Then he went to sleep. And then he wakes up and opens the door and there's bloody footprints.
Yeah, and he was like in the other realm or some shit.
Something like that,
so he like got off on the first floor and maybe shit wasn't right and he shouldn't have got off.
Yeah, or like the fact that he did it at where he lives.
Maybe that changes the rules. Yeah. But like, yeah. He fell asleep and then this girl. And so every time he fell asleep, he was having these problems. And so he was trying to stay awake. I forget how they solved it. I will say, though, and the only reason I think maybe this guy's full of shit is because he had his friend over and they ended up trying some other ritual. They like absolved themselves of this elevator problem. But then they did some other thing where you take this little doll. And this is another Japanese one, I think. It's like a hide and seek thing.
Oh, no.
And, you know, you got to get some kind of items. You take this little doll and you say, can we play hide and seek or something? And then the little doll goes all over the fucking room. And you got to do certain things in time. Otherwise, the little doll, like, smokes you. And that's it. Yeah. No. No thanks. And so these guys are talking about how it went wrong. And, like, there, you know, one guy got stabbed and there was blood and shit. And I'm like, okay. I know this is like a real deep subreddit here, and I've gone down the rabbit hole, but like, is this real? Am I psyching myself out? Have we gone a hair too far? All this to say,
don't do it.
The elevator game can fuck off.
Yeah.
I am just going to use the elevator to go up to my floor and down to my floor, and
that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm not talking to anybody now on elevators. They get in, try to talk to me. I'm like, mm-mm. The elevator game says I can't. Mm-mm.
Yeah. $100
million. $100
million
what?
Would you do it?
Play the elevator game? No.
$1 billion.
Oh, my God. Let's see, a billion. Now we're getting to, like, who wouldn't at least try it, you know? Maybe. But I'd have to have my affairs in order, and I would have a piece of paper taped to the elevator and on my person that is a step-by-step reminder of how to do things to ensure I don't fuck it up.
You wouldn't have your affairs in order at $100 million?
I just wouldn't do it at $100 million. There's nothing to get in order if I'm not going to do it. But a billion? I don't know. I could get that Jeff Bezos space money, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
That might be worth it. I'd risk the...
You'd risk
just nope off Earth, go live on Mars.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
She was so scared. I just left
the fucking planet.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised you haven't done the next one, Light as a Feather.
So I know this was like a popular middle school sleepover game.
Yeah.
But I went to a private school, man, and we done had the fear of God in us, and I don't think that was really a game that we were...
Huh.
I don't even know if I knew about it when I was in middle school, to be honest with you.
So the premise of Light as a Feather is, yes, it's typically, and I think mostly girls, right? Dan, you guys never did Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah. Okay. So it was mostly done at like middle school girl sleepovers.
Girls are edgy, man.
They are. They have no chill. So one person lays on their back on the ground with their eyes closed and their arms crossed over their chest. And everyone sits around them, evenly spaced, and places one finger underneath them. Now, the way that I used to play it would be one finger from each hand underneath them. And then everyone starts chanting, light as a feather, stiff as a board, while lifting. And if done correctly, this person will lift off the ground.
Now, did you ever do it correctly?
No, I mean, like, we always thought, oh, no, they lifted a little bit. But, like, they never did. Mm. Like,
you just didn't do it right. You're not.
I guess we didn't. I apparently, I don't belong in the craft.
I was going to say, you're not worthy of the craft coven.
Yeah. Now, the next game, however, I have not done. And
you gonna does do not. It?
No. Well, how much are you going to pay me?
Look, there is no money in my bank account that is going to cover worth playing this game.
The Midnight Game. Have you looked at what this is yet or no?
Yeah. Oh,
you read through it?
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I'm not a fan. I got to say, this is like scary.
Yeah. So this game starts before midnight. At least one person, but it could be as many people as you'd like, writes their full name on a piece of paper. Now, each participant pricks their finger and squeezes out a drop of blood onto the paper. And then they turn off every light in the area. Recommended, just shut off the fuse box, because if any light is turned on accidentally throughout this process, it will mess shit up. So you place the paper with your name on it in front of a closed wooden door. Then you light a candle using matches or a lighter and place it on top of the paper. Then you knock the door 22 times. The final knock must occur precisely at midnight. And then you open the door and blow out the candle and close the door. Immediately relight your candle because the game has begun. You have to keep your candle in your hand and hope, like, keep like salt or something and your like lighter very close by, and you begin moving around the area. Now you have to be constantly moving, and if your candle goes out, you must relight it within the next 10 seconds. If you relight it, continue moving around the house. If you do not relight it, immediately surround yourself with the circle of salt from the salt that you have and remain there until the game ends. Because if you don't, the Midnight Man will get you. If at 3:30 a.m. your candle is still lit, or if you remain in the circle of salt, the game is over and you may now turn on the lights. If your candle goes out and you do not create a circle of salt around you, again, he will come after you. If you stop moving around the house, he will catch you. And if he catches you, he could either create a hallucination of your worst fear, or, and I feel like this would be my worst fear, he will remove your organs one by one.
While you're viewing your worst fear?
I mean, that is your fucking worst
fear.
That
is mine, man. Yeah. I would just be repeats of my eyeballs getting popped out. God.
Now, some indications that the Midnight Man is near are a sudden drop of temperature, a soft whispering that has, like, no source. Like, it's just like coming from... Well, like, you can sometimes figure out what it's saying,
oh,
but it's not coming from any... Yeah.
That's making my head tingle. I don't like that shit.
The appearance of a humanoid figure in the darkness. Mm-mm. Or if your candle goes out.
Mm-mm. Can I get, like, a three-wick Bath and Body Works candle? So if one blows out, I'm like, I got two left.
I don't think that's a part of the rules.
Oh, dang it.
I'm getting those party trick candles.
Yeah. if you experience any of these indications, except the candle going, you should leave the area immediately. Do not, under any circumstances, turn on any lights during the game. Use a flashlight during the game. Go to sleep during the game. I don't know why the fuck you would
possibly fall asleep while that's happening.
use a lighter instead of a candle during the game. Use another person's blood during the game.
I thought about that. I'd be like, hey, can I just get a drop of yours?
can I get a quick transfusion?
Yeah. Leave the area during the game. Attempt to provoke the Midnight Man during the game. Or assume that the Midnight Man has left your home for good at the conclusion of the game.
See, like, I read that line, and then this is where you lose me. Because even when we're done, are we done? I did all the things.
So there's a midnight... So on Reddit, again, there was a guy who claimed that he did the Midnight Man shindig with one
just
of his
him?
Friends.
Oh, so two of them.
Yeah, there were two
probably
of them.
Probably the same guy that I saw.
Now, for the first couple of, like 45 minutes or so, they were just shooting the shit, like, you know, walking around the house. All was well. And at one point, something happened and they went to, like, the candle went out. Like, someone went to look at their watch and the candle just fucking flickered out.
This was after the game was done?
No, this was during the game.
During the game.
So they quickly relighted it. And he said something to his friend, and his friend said, what did you say? And he repeated himself, and he went, no, that whispering that you were doing.
No.
So, like, immediately uneasy, right? And then they continued to walk around the house, and they got near his bathroom. And they looked over, and they saw a shadow of a figure standing in the tub of the bathroom. So they fucking booked it right out of there. And they continue, like, walking around the house, and then they realize, shit, the salt is in my bedroom. So they have to go back to the other side of the house. They looked into the bathroom, and the figure wasn't there anymore. So he goes in, and he sees the salt sitting on his desk near his computer. So he goes to grab the salt, and immediately the room is fucking cold. Like, just super cold. And his friend's not with him anymore. And he sees his friend, like, is in the distance. He's like, why the fuck are you there? And then he looks over and the Midnight Man's sitting on his bed. And you could see his head moving. So he gets the fuck out of there. Like,
I can't feel my shoulders, bro. Keep going.
They get the fuck out of there. And they're continuing the ritual. It's not 3:30 yet. Mm-hmm. Like, they gotta keep going. And They go into these various rooms, and at one point they sit down in this loft area. Remember, you got to keep moving.
Why they sit?
Because they were tired. They'd been walking around all day.
Mm-mm.
And they see him. And he's coming closer to them. And so one of them books it, but hits his head on the house, like on his house. And like his candle's still going, but his friend's candle is out. Like, dunzo. And, like, he's the one that has the salt. His friend doesn't have the salt.
Oh, my gosh.
So his friend runs towards him, grabs the salt, and then draws a circle around all of them. But he's got this lit candle now in the circle, so this smartass decides to blow it out.
Why?
Because if you're in the circle, I guess your candle is not lit.
Oh, well, why didn't he just get out of the circle then?
Because should he keep walking around the house by himself? or just stand in the circle with his friend.
Nah, all right. Point, yeah. Point made.
And I guess from like 2:50 to 3:33, they kept hearing whispering like, no, 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 no. And like other things. And afterwards, this kid had nightmares, like terrible nightmares.
Can you blame him?
No.
This is going to give me nightmares, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, it's a no-no game.
So did Midnight Man leave them alone after that?
I only saw one update, so.
This happened recently, or?
Let's see. The latest update, number two, was just a couple days after he posted it, and it was 9 years ago.
Midnight Man got him.
And the post has, I guess.
The thread's been closed or whatever.
The thread's been closed, and the person no longer has their username.
Deleted their account.
Or did Midnight Man delete him?
I don't know. You know maybe. What I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Midnight Man's an admin?
Yeah, Midnight Man's an admin.
Well, fuck that. I mean, look. Again, the guy could have been totally making that crap up, but like
your organs one by one?
One by one. And just going into your room and seeing this like shadowy figure just like turning its head on your bed.
Now, this could still be like the thing that the one salty researcher mentioned, which is hallucinations, you know, by candlelight.
Maybe. I also think the mind's pretty fucking powerful. And if you think you're playing this game and you're expecting to see something,
you're gonna see something,
you're gonna start looking for stuff.
Yeah,
right. So I think that that's also a possibility, but my skepticism is not enough to make me play the stupid game. I'll say that. And this is another game that I would hell no not play this game. Mm-hmm. So you need 10 people, so I don't know 9 other psychopaths.
What's the name of the game?
The Answer Man.
Okay.
Okay, so you need 10 people with charged cell phones. So don't be coming to my Answer Man party on this 1% bullshit. You better have a full charge. And everybody gets into a circle. And everyone has the phone number of the person to their left. So in this case, I would be dialing you. You'd be dialing Sound Guy Dan. Sound Guy Dan would be dialing me. And at the same exact time, everybody presses the call button to call the person on their left. And then everybody puts the phone to their ear. And then since everyone's calling everybody else at the exact same time, technically all of the lines should be busy and no one should get an answer. Like nobody should be able to answer their phone because you're calling someone else. Mm. Your line's tied up. So if someone does get an answer, so if you're ringing Sound Guy Dan and you get a hello or you get some kind of answer or a greeting, it's not Sound Guy Dan, it's the Answer Man. And while you're on the phone with the Answer Man, you can ask him anything. So the meaning of life, what's your favorite color, whatever. And you also don't have to ask him anything. You can say, thank you, I have no questions, hang up. Or, you know, you don't have to say anything. But for every question that you ask, he can ask one in return. And if you answer incorrectly or unable to give an answer.
Is it incorrectly or if he just doesn't like your answer?
One salty researcher said that if it was an incorrect, because it could be like a trivia question. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't answer it honestly. Maybe it's an answer he doesn't like. If you're unable to satisfy him with your answer, basically, then allegedly a large hand comes out of the phone and tears off a piece of your fucking body.
That's a fucking Freddy Krueger thing.
Yeah, right? Just this creepy hand coming through the phone? No, thank you.
So at what point can you hang up or can you just hang up at any time?
I think you can just hang up at any time. But per what you said about like Ouija board things, I would probably still say goodbye. Yeah. Oh, no, thank you. Goodbye. I don't know. The rules on this one are a little bit more ambiguous. Mm-hmm. If you... there's like people, if you go on like TikTok and all these things, people say that they've played. And there's a guy on here. See if I can find the comment. If I can't find it quickly, we'll just move on. But this guy talks about playing the Answer Man game. Whoop. And he had a bad time, basically. Nobody got pieces of them ripped off. Okay. But somebody was alleging that they heard a voice, a question or whatever. And, you know, Answer Man asked them a question and they kind of half answered it, panicked, hung up. And now they feel like there's like something following them. And
oh, no.
So is that true? I don't know. Like, they could just be scared. Yeah. Or they could just, you know, and they could be making things up to scare me. It worked. So I won't be playing Answer Man. Are you going to play Answer Man? You need 10 people and I won't participate.
Well,
so.
Yeah, $50 million. Of course I'll play Answer Man.
Okay, well, when Answer Man gets one of you guys for not answering the question right, I will absorb that person's share of the money. Because I told you so. It's the I told you, Sophie.
Okay. The I told... Awful.
The moral superiority fee.
Okay, so the next one is called Three Kings. And it requires two people. One who is a participant and the next who is an assistant or partner to the participant.
Okay, so when things go bad, who gets punished? Both of you?
It's the participant.
Okay, so the assistant has no risk playing this game.
Yeah. I don't think so. So it begins at 11 p.m. And you have to make sure that the assistant is present and, like, fully briefed. They know exactly what they're going to do. They must remain in the house the entire time. You're supposed to pick a room and cover all the windows as best as possible. Because this is where the game is going to take place. You place a chair in the middle of the room facing north. This is your throne. Place two additional chairs, one on either side of the throne, both facing each other and the throne left. And so they're both facing each other. And then the throne is roughly like an arm's length away from them. You should be able to see the chairs out of your peripheral vision when you're seated on the throne. You place a mirror in each of the chairs next to the throne.
And you sit in the throne.
And you sit in the throne and there's... So there's two chairs facing you that have mirrors on them. And you can see them in your peripheral vision.
Right.
Then you place a bucket of water and a mug in front of the throne that's just out of reach. You place a fan behind the throne and you set it to like medium or low. Make sure it's stationary, it's not oscillating or anything like that. And then you leave the room, but keep the door open. Then you go to like wherever you sleep, so like your bed or something. You set candles, a lighter, an alarm clock, and your cell phone next to your bed. The cell phone should be charging and the alarm should be set for 3:30 a.m. Turn off the lights, climb into bed, and while you're holding a sentiment object like a power object or something, go to sleep. Now, your alarm goes off at 3:30 a.m. You turn it off. You do not turn on any lights. You keep holding your power object, but you pick up the cell phone. Light a candle and return to the dark room. You must be seated in the throne by 3:33 a.m.
So no snooze, huh?
No snooze. And stop if your cell phone did not charge, if the alarm did not go off at precisely 3:30, if the door to the room is closed, if the fan is turned off, and if you are not in your throne by 3:33 a.m. If any of these things happened, you and your assistant must leave the house and not return until after 6 a.m. If none of these things happened, You sit on your throne, but do not look into either of the mirrors or let your candle go out. Use your body to shield the candle from the fan. Keep your eyes focused on the darkness in front of you, and then you can ask whatever questions you like. If you receive an answer, it will come in the direction of one of the mirrors. But do not, and I repeat, do not look at the fucking mirror. Any answer you receive may be coming from the queen, who is more likely to be truthful, or from the fool, who is less likely to be truthful. You must remain in the throne until 4:34 a.m. At precisely 4:34 a.m., your assistant should call your name out to end the game. If calling your name doesn't work, your assistant should call your cell phone. If calling doesn't work... Like, if calling your cell phone doesn't work, they should enter the room without touching you and use the bucket of water and mug. If your body suddenly moved, the fan will blow out the candle and end the game. If you become disoriented, your power object will help bring you back.
Back from where? I ask you. Back from where?
I don't know, man. But if you fuck up, like...
Okay. So...
That's it.
There's too many steps here. And you're putting your fate into some other schmuck's hands at 3:30, 4:34 a.m.
Yeah.
You're going to rely on me to do this shit?
No, no.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
don't rely on me.
Rely on me because I might fall asleep.
That's what I'm saying. Your life's not on the line. Your butt's not on the line. You're my assistant.
Yeah.
What do you got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
And some guy... did it on Reddit. Okay. And he's saying, and again, we don't know anything about this guy. He said he was a skeptic and just decided he'd try it. And when he got into the chair, he heard this like singing in a weird language. And he said in the chair from his right, it sounded like someone writing something down, like with a really scratchy pen, like a quill pen or something.
My butthole is like...
I know. And yeah. He said that the room was full of moving shadows and the scribbling ceased. And then he heard a chair or a voice from the left chair and that it said his name and it was listing off a bunch of good things that he'd done in his life and like everything from when he was a little boy that he'd forgotten about. And then the writing on the right resumed as this voice is saying all these good things. And... after it got over the good deeds, it went over all the shameful things that it had done, that he had done everything. And so after it finished listed everything, it started speaking to him directly, like a guidance counselor being like super direct, kind of trying to give advice or something and encouraged him to stay off drugs, blah, blah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then his girlfriend called for him and both voices said goodbye, and then the shadowy, weird, ethereal music faded away, and he heard the chairs scrape against the wood floor. The girlfriend came in and asked how he was, and then they went to bed. He didn't tell her exactly everything that happened, and he's kind of saying, he's asking Reddit, like, what the fuck just happened? Like, did I talk to God, or who did I talk to just now?
Yeah.
And look, I don't know why that thing knew everything. I don't know why. I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was my grandma or God or whoever. I don't need to be talking to anybody.
You don't
want
to talk to God?
Not at 4:34 in the morning with one candle that I'm trying to keep lit by blocking my body, you know, blocking a fan with my body, hoping that the person that I've asked to help me to follow. No way. Forget it. I don't need to talk to anybody that badly. No way. Hell fucking no. And also, if this is the queen and the fool, right?
How do you know which
one? How do you know the fool wasn't the one saying all the things and the queen wasn't writing stuff down?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, fuck that. And speaking of fuck that.
There's no notes for this. You have the notes in your...
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this?
The hooded man.
No.
Doesn't that just sound ominous?
It sounds... not great. I have no idea how Dan is asleep.
I think hooded man is Latin for fuck this shit. Because no thank you. Basically, again, this is a Japanese thing. So are you well, Japan? Do you need a hug? Stop trying to go to other realms. Please. So there's a lot of rules with this one. And I feel like it'd be very easy to mess something up. And people have, according to Reddit. And... This one, when I was reading it, it kind of fucked me up. So you do a cleansing ritual in your house, a sage, whatever a cleansing ritual looks like to you. I don't know. And you're supposed to shut, of course. Nothing's done at like 11 a.m. Of course not. You know, why is everything, you know, there's no brunch with Beelzebub. It's like, it's
what?
All, I don't know. It's just, why is everything at 3 a.m. in the dark? Why can't I just like, I don't know, go to the beach and like... play Mother May I with like some little sailor ghost from 1840. I don't know. It just seems
you
like...
You want to do that?
No, fuck no. That's also a nope game for me. I don't want to do anything in this other worldly shit. I like the world I'm in. I'll be here for as long as I need to be here. And when I'm not here anymore, I'm going to go wherever I need to go and I'm going to stay there. Everybody just stay in your lane. Stay on your side. Mind your own damn business. And for people that want to play the hooded man game, you're not minding your own business and things could happen that are bad. So you shut the doors and windows. You got to turn off all the lights, all the electronic devices, all of that. So this already sounds like too much work. Yeah. And you were not allowed to have power items. So in this other one you were talking about.
Yeah, because it keeps you like grounded. Yeah.
No, there's no, they want you to float away into some other spooky realm. So no power items, no sentimental items, no crosses, no Stars of David, none of that stuff. So you sit with the telephone in front of you. You got to count to 13 and then you leave the phone on the hook. So this obviously works better if you have like an actual landline. But I think you can do it with cell phones. Okay. And you dial some numbers, some specific sequence of numbers. And then you tie a black cord or rope or whatever to the handset. You lift the handset up by the cord and then you dial some more numbers. And then you got to count to 13. You set the handset down and then you say a command. You say like, oh, I'd like to order a cab or whatever. And then you untie the first cable, get rid of it, burn it if you can. If not, you better burn that fucker later. I suggest burning it now so you don't forget because you're going to be kind of shook by the end of this. You get the second one. You tie it on the phone, whatever. And then you open the curtains and there should be a black taxi cab, black car out in front. If there is, what were you going to say?
I'm like, if you see a black taxi cab in front of your house.
I don't think you can nope out of it at that point, though. I don't think there's any looking out and being like, yeah, you know what? Never mind. I think I'm going to just stay in tonight and watch some Netflix. I don't think. Yeah, you're in it now. You got to go through with it. So you get into the back of the cab. There's nobody in there, by the way. You lock the door and you go to sleep.
No.
Now that you lose me because, again, I would be so scared that I'm just not sure my body. I would be in that car for hours. It would be daylight before I'd fall asleep. It's guaranteed. But anyway, you fall asleep. If you wake back up and it is any time, even if it's 3:29, any time other than 3:30, you get out of that car, you go back into your house, that's it, and then now you got to close out the ritual. I don't know why. Don't ask. I have no clue, but the rule is if you do not wake up at 3:30, you get out of that car. And you have 2 minutes, by the way, to get back into your house. What happens if you break that rule? I don't know, but they were very clear about that on this.
It takes me 2 minutes to wake up.
I don't know. How do you do anything in two minutes? I don't know. And so if you did wake up at 3:30, good for you. You get to keep on going and you go back to sleep. When you wake up, you'll be driving somewhere. You won't know where because it may be pitch black and you can't see out the cab, or it'll look like a very odd landscape and there'll be a hooded figure driving the car. It won't acknowledge you. It won't talk to you. And don't talk to it. Don't acknowledge it. Don't panic. Don't try to get out of the car while it's moving. The car might pull over and stop and someone will get into the car. Much like the elevator game, you do not talk to them. You do not look at them. They will try to get your attention. I've heard different versions. Like if you do get to its attention, it'll try to stab you.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Or like it'll try to steal your soul or some shit. No. Crazy, right? So don't talk to anybody. And when you're ready to be done, you whisper to the hooded figure, I've reached my destination. And then you get dropped off. Boom. Doom. Look it. Check it out. You're back at your house. And you got to get back into your house. You go to your phone. You dial the whatever sequence of numbers. And then you say, thank you. So it's like the equivalent of goodbye, I guess, to close the shit out. Then you have to burn the cords, bury the remnants of the cords, and then sprinkle salt over them. And then you have to perform a cleansing ritual all over the house. Some fool did this on Reddit. He messed the step up. He didn't burn a cord or, you know, typed a 4 when it was a 3 or something. And he talked to the figure that got into the car. So he did so many things wrong. So many things. And now he feels like this figure, like, talks to him and he has to talk back to it. And yeah, it like, again, he could be making this crap up, but like reading this, I could not tear my eyes away, but I was filled with so much fear after I read it that I was like unwell.
Okay. Lindsay, I have a for instance for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You save up your money.
Yeah.
You find your dream house.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to put in an offer. Lo and behold, offer accepted. You put like almost everything that you have saved up into this house.
Mm-hmm.
You move into the house. You're gardening one day. You're in the backyard and you see what looks like some salt and like burned cables.
Oh, shit. So I'm like, I'm weeding in the back and I find the burial site.
Yeah.
Did I get the house for a good price?
Yeah.
I'm out of there, man. Forget it. I can make more money. More money can be made. I can only make one life.
What if it was a bad price?
Well, like if it was expensive?
Yeah.
Well, then I would maybe believe that they weren't trying to just unload the house onto me and that it's probably fine. Honestly, if I saw that and I was trying to stay, I'd be doing cleansing rituals probably on the half hour. And I'd be getting like a shaman, a priest, a rabbi. Like
walk into a house?
Yeah, it sounds like a bad joke. But I would be getting literally everybody and anybody. I'd be getting the medium on TV, whatever her name is.
Long Island Medium?
Yeah, I'd get her in here. I'd get Zach Baggins and his people in here. I'd get everybody. Anybody and everybody, just to make sure.
Call the people. Call the people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
You? What if you find some cords? You're weeding and you
I'd
find
probably
some
forget
cords.
About the game and be like, what the fuck is there trash out
oh,
here?
Oh, then you just throw it out?
Yeah. There are, like, I see on TikTok, people, like, buy old Victorian homes and, like, or even pre-Victorian homes, and they find, like, the burnt trash pile in the backyard.
Fuck
so they
that.
Go through it. They rummage through it, and they find, like, silverware and other stuff.
Okay, well, fuck that. I lived in a 100 and, I guess would be, like, 100 and almost 20-year-old house now. It's not quite Victorian, necessarily, mm-hmm. but, or is that Victorian?
Yeah.
Is that Victorian?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck that house. I hated that house. If I could burn that house down and not go to jail, I would.
Was it haunted?
I don't know. I know when you put a marble on the floor in the kitchen, it would roll out the back door because the foundation was all fucked up. And like, I don't like clawfoot tubs. I know people think they're elegant and shit. They're inconvenient and they get rusty and creepy. So no thank you. If you've got a clawfoot tub, no disrespect, but not my vibe. And everything creaked. There was no air conditioning. There was no dishwasher. So whether it was haunted or not, it just felt haunted because it never felt comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I actually do know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the last one on my list that I have, and then depending on if we have enough time afterwards, I can talk about a friend that I have who knows someone who did a no-no game, but it affected her. But that's only if we have time.
Okay.
Right now I want to talk about the corner game.
What is that? The only thing I can think of the corner game. Have you played that game where there's dice? Like at the roller rink, there's six numbers and everybody has to roll to a number and then they roll a big dice. And
if someone's in that corner, they're out.
Yeah. That's the corner game to me. So what's the corner game?
This is slightly different.
Okay, I figured.
So you must, this game must be done in a room with four corners and a house that is totally empty of people and animals except for four participants. You're supposed to turn off every light in the building except for the light that's in the chosen room. And then upon entering your game room, each person must speak their name three times out loud. One person will be the designated speaker. So from this point forward, only the speaker may speak.
Sorry, I'm like so popular. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Keep going.
Lindsay would be the speaker.
Do you know why I'd have to be? Have you ever heard me be quiet for more than 30 minutes?
You'd start and, talking to yourself.
And I'm assuming the speaker can do things like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Right? Like, I if I'm not allowed to speak, what do I do? You know what I mean?
You
puke.
Yeah.
If I were not allowed to speak, I'd have to do something and I would instantly vomit. I know it. I know it in my heart. I would.
Oh my God. So once you designate a speaker, you're supposed to close the door to the room and turn out all the lights. Now, each participant must choose their own corner and walk and go into that corner. They should face the corner with their back to the middle of the room. You know, kind of like Blair Witch Project. Once everyone is in position, the speaker will count to three. After three, everyone will rotate clockwise one corner and stop with their backs remaining to the center of the room. You must repeat this step four times. If at any point anyone disappears, the speaker, what the fuck? The speaker should indicate the game is over. Everyone should speak their name backwards 3 times and turn around so their backs are to the corner. The person closest to the lights switch on the lights. The person, then that missing person, the disappeared person, should return. If an additional figure is observed in the room, the speaker should indicate to enact the completion procedure. Do not speak to the additional figure. The completion procedure is that all four participants must gather at the light switch, ideally behind like the additional figure, and each participant must speak their own name backwards 3 times. Turn on the lights. If you've made it, open the door and exit the room. Do not re-enter the room for some time after you do this game. And, like, this game is stupid because at this point, you're basically just forfeiting this room in your house. Like, you're never going to be going into it because you can never be alone in this room with the lights off ever again.
Fuck that. Who's playing this game?
I don't know. Like, unlike the, what is it? The King's game. Mm. You're not really getting anything out of this game.
Right. At least the other one, you're getting, like, a conversation. You get some answers maybe to something. This one... You're literally maybe
fate.
Yeah, that's literally all you're doing.
Yeah.
And, okay, 2 things. One, now I know I can't be the speaker. I'm just going to choose vomiting on myself because there's too much pressure because the person has to, I assume, calmly. Let's say sound guy Dan disappears.
You're supposed to calmly say.
He comes back with something else. And I just have to be like. It is now time for the closing ritual. There is a 0% chance I will say it with that much chill. I don't even know if I'll be able to say words. Like, I'm just talking about it and I feel sweaty. There's just no way. There's no way. That was, you know, point one.
Yeah.
And point two here is what... why would anybody read this with the outcome being that you lose... the space in your home. What?
Maybe they're selling the house to you.
And they're like, this bitch.
Yeah.
She's gonna get it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Either way, I'd say fuck no.
Fuck no.
Because this one, you get nothing.
Yeah. Not only do you get nothing, like, you lose a space in your home. So really, you're in the negative points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the final... story that's fairly anecdotal, but it did not happen to me. It happened to someone I know who's impacted by someone that she knows. So there's this candle game that, again, it's Japanese. And there's many different variations of candle games.
Seems like candles are in almost every single one of these games.
This game, the way it was described to me is that for every candle you blow, I think it's like 100 candles. For every candle, you're opening a portal.
So somebody opened 100 portals.
Opened 100 portals. And something within the portal stuck to one of the participants.
Oh.
This person would dream of them. Like they felt like something was following them. And they described it to their friend out here in the States. Ever since they described it to their friend, the friend would start dreaming of this thing.
Oh, shit. That's like a Freddy Krueger almost kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
And like, the thing had no face. It, like, said certain things. And as this person is describing it to one salty researcher and I'm like, this is kind of fucked up. Like, this doesn't sound great. Like... I don't know what you need to do, like sage your house or some shit. Like, we get home, and the one salty researcher was like, so I looked up whatever this person described, and it's a Japanese demon. Like,
no.
Well known.
No. Simply no.
It has a name, and like, he said, like, because this person never described it as being a demon, they just said, like, it's weird, like, they're seeing this, but...
My mind completely rejects everything you're saying.
And apparently, it's a soul eater.
Okay. Is your friend's friend well? Do we know?
I don't know. While this person and I are still very cordial, we just lost touch throughout the years, but maybe I'll double check.
Are you ready for to know? Are you ready for that information, though, in case it's not? And honestly, I'd be hesitant to ask about it at all.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, it's been so long.
Well, that, and if your friend was able to see some things just by hearing about whatever it is, like...
I think they're sensitive to certain... Mm.
Well, I'm not, and I don't want to know what it is. If you tell me, I'm going to get some cables, and I'm going to do some shit in this house.
You won't.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you fucking won't. Not even for $50 million.
No, yeah, you're right. I talk a big game. I'm a little weenie.
thankfully, next week's episode will not be so scary for you, so.
Well, I feel like it's all pretty scary, but yeah.
It is.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting past the demonic possession, the no-no
games. No-no stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting more into campy Halloween, so.
Yeah, see, and the wee stuff, I fuck with that all day long.
Yeah.
Pumpkins, pumpkin spice, caramel, hocus pocus, all of that.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with
that. So the last two episodes, you're like, I don't know, guys, I'm reaching my threshold here, like.
We are walking that line.
We are right now.
We're walking it hard.
I mean, I don't feel great right now.
Either. Nope.
But. Next week will be all fun, some games. However, our October 31st episode, I think will be a fun listen for, you know.
I'm ready to listen to it now that I'm on the other side of it. In the moment, I was not having a good time. I mean, it was fine in the sense that it was fine, but I was unwell for a little bit.
As you guys will hear on October 31st. In the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy. If you want to share some of your stories, email us at twosaltybroads@gmail.com. Let us know that we can share your stories and what we can call you, and we might read them on air.
Play these games. Don't do it. I'm going to say one more time. Don't fucking do it. If you've already done it, I guess we can hear about it, but don't do it. Okay, Sapita, keep going.
Follow us on social media. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And if you actually go to our Instagram and TikTok, I think I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, but you can see Lindsay's reaction to the Bloody Mary
Spoiler alert, it was not, it doesn't paint me in a very good light.
Thanks for listening. I'm Sapita.
And I'm Lindsay.
And I'm going to say thanks for listening again because I fucked up. Thanks for listening. And remember, stay salty.